Are you connected with people that have the ability to change your destiny because you honor your connection? Then don't let no devil tear up your connection. Once God has given you a connection, it will save your life. One of my fondest memories of my youngest son's childhood is watching him in the mirror watching me shave when I was shaving, and he was a little boy. He was a wee little boy. And I'm shaving in the mirror, and he's looking at the mirror at me. You remember this? And, I can't look at you and tell it. I turn my back to you. And he said, he looked in the mirror, and I'm looking at him through the mirror, and he said, "Daddy, you're everything I want to be." And I thought, listen, wait, I thought, and that's why I can't look at him. I said to myself, I said, "That's nice, but you don't know everything I am. You haven't seen me scared. You haven't seen me tired. You haven't seen me fail. You haven't seen me be human. You see me as a superhero, and you love my superhero." And I smiled and I patted him, and I thought to myself, it'll mean more if when you grow up and you still think that. And I can't look at him when I tell you that as a grown man, I brought it up. And I brought it up with some anxiety because I braced myself for him to say that he changed his mind. And he said, "Daddy, you're still everything I ever wanted to be." I ain't gonna be able to do it with him in the room. Now, what I brought it up about, this personal conversation between me and my youngest child, this personal conversation was had through a mirror. I can look at you now. We never looked at each other. Yeah, we just looked through the mirror. So I'm standing there looking at his reflection, and he is looking at mine, and we are talking to the reflections about each other. Are you watching what I'm saying? In this little personal private story is the mystery of theology. It will change the way you see a mirror. Every time you see a mirror, you will see it differently. How many people got a mirror on them right now? You got a mirror in your pocketbook somewhere on your somewhere. You got a mirror right now. Your mirror will teach you the purpose of God. You don't need your Bible. I want to preach from your mirror. For you see, when God made man from the dust of the earth, he made him a mirror, a reflection. What God liked about man was he was created in his likeness and in his image. So when God looked at man, he saw himself. And what God has always wanted for humanity is reflection. That's why when Jesus came, he told us to pray after this manner: "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He said, "I want you to be a reflection of heaven. Behold, I give you power. Whatever you bind on earth have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth have been loosened." That's mirror talk. 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 When Moses said, God, show me your glory, and he looked at the glory of God until the molecules of his face began to change into what he beheld, because you always become what you look up to. And when Moses began to look up at God, he became the God he was looking at. So much so that the Bible says in Hebrew, his face shone. In the Hebrew, it means glory beams were shooting out of his face when he came down off the mountain. It looked like beams were shooting out his face, because his face had molecularly changed into what he was looking at. Whatever you look at is what you become. You cannot be it if you don't see it. And the more you see it, you can be it. And Moses was staring at God and turning into God without death, transforming into divinity without death before the cross required a veil. Because it wasn't time for it to be revealed what God looked like. And so when Moses comes down off of the mountain, he veils his face so that the glory of God does not yet appear, because it wasn't supposed to appear through Moses. The law was supposed to appear through Moses, but not the glory. The glory was supposed to come through Jesus. And the Bible said, we beheld the wonder of his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That means that Jesus is to God what I was to Dexter. They're having a reflective conversation. Jesus is God talking to us through his mirror. No man have seen the Father at any time save the Son, who have revealed him. If you have seen me, come on. You have seen the Father, because I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. This is a reflective analysis, because God has always wanted to see himself in his likeness and in his image. And the reason Satan hated man is because he looked like his daddy. And if you're in rebellion against the Father, you're going to be in rebellion against the Son. So when Satan slithers up on Eve in the garden, he's trying to break the mirror. He couldn't break the Father, so he tries to break the mirror, the reflection of his glory, the express image of his person. Divinity wrapped up in humanity. And we beheld the wonder of his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I was looking at Dexter. I was looking at what I was. He was looking at me as an older man, at what he would become. He represented my past, I represented his future, and we were staring through time. And when I looked at him, I looked at where I was, and when he looked at me, he looked at what he would become. So when you see the Son, you are seeing God expressing himself through the Son in his likeness and in his image. What does that have to do with the text? I'm glad you asked. It has everything to do with the flood, because this mutated being that had started to be created out of the lust of the sons of God and the daughters of men had created a mutated being that had destroyed the reflection of who God was. And he said, before I'll have my image disrupted, I'll drown them. Because they are not reflecting me. And I created them to be in my image and in my likeness. And I am seeing a mutation. Oh, How much of God does he see in you? In the way you talk, in the way you walk, in the way you handle people, and the way you respond to people, and the way you interact with people, how much of it is a reflection of your Father? Or are you just showing yourself? Because this determines whether the flood hits you. The purpose of God is not the titles of men. We have confused purpose with titles. So when we ask people about purpose, they tell you what they do. I'm a preacher. That's a title. Don't confuse titles with purpose. I am the express image of his person. I am the personification of his praise. I am the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, where divinity meets humanity. I am an expression of God's ability to inhabit that which is human. I am the wind of God in flesh, the breath of God, the Zoe God. My purpose is to reflect him in the earth. So I try to tell you what he would tell you, speak to you like he would speak to you, handle you like he would handle you, whether I like you or not. That's beside the point. I am supposed to express him in the earth. And as long as I express him, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against me, God will condemn. And I don't care how high the flood gets, it'll never get me if I express his glory. That's why you clap your hands. That's why you give him praise. That's why you lift him up, so that you can express glory. The Lord told me to tell you that he created you to be a glory machine.